Friends, in last three chapters, we have tried to understand the agriculture, its various aspects, its financial requirement, the agencies involved, as well as the type of credit which can be granted by the manner in which the institutional and non-institutional credits are given by these agencies. Now, after understanding everything, requirement of the credit and everything is over, now as far as the financial institution is concerned, as far as the borrower farmer is concerned, the time has come to classify the loan requirement as well as the assessment of the finance. That means considering the requirement, eligibility, and extent up to which the finance can be granted for the particular activity by the financial institution, certain assessment is required, which is based on the specified data analysis, and those aspects which we are going to cover in this chapter. So in short, need and roles of the credit of the agricultural development, then source of agriculture finance, decision criteria based on which decision is taken for the agricultural investment, then there are various factors which are affecting the supply and the effective use of the credit, as well as the classification of the credit, that is type of credit, whether it is productive, non-productive, then it is priority sector and other sectors like that. The credit assessment, this is very crucial and important phase, credit assessment. That also in short we are going to discuss. Then project and economic development, as well as if any large agricultural project is undertaken, that project cycle, determination of the project need, then criteria for selection of the project, appraisal, then monitoring and evaluation of the project, as well as project refinancing requirement, if at all any is there. This is the structure of our discussion currently under this topic. Okay, so to start with, let us understand the study of agriculture finance. What is agriculture finance exactly means? There are various definitions that have come by, that has put forth by the economist, and these concepts are also devised by them based on the various definition. But basically there are two important concepts, micro concept and macro concept. Micro means going to the ground level, which involves the financing and liquidity services provision through the credit. And the macro concept is nothing but overall, superficial examination of the sector, role, its entire economy. That is theoretical part. That is a macro concept. It is just like a policy perspective. However, micro concept is actual working on the requirement of the finance and deriving and decision making. That comes under microfinance. These are the basic two concepts in agri-finance it comes. The study of the farm operators, okay, behavior at the micro level can be used the basis for understanding the determination of the macroeconomic outcome in the agricultural credit. In addition to that, understanding the effect of the changes in the nation's economy and the financial policy that is formulated by the government agencies or government in relation to the agriculture for increasing the use of manufactured farm or farm input, external financing and off-farm employment of the farm family members is also required to be considered under this. So, the concept of agricultural finance is broadly defined in four different definitions. First definition is, see, it is given by the Tandon and Dhondial in 1991. So they say the agricultural finance means, it means It is a branch of the agricultural economics that deals with the provision and the management of the bank services and the financial resources related to the individual farm limit, farm unit, individual farm unit. So that is the definition which is given by the Tandon and Dhondial, okay, in 1991. Whereas the other definition, that is agricultural finance, which deals with the financial, that is micro and macro aspects of the farm business overall, totally in an economy. This is the second definition. Third definition is the economic study of the acquisition and use of capital in the agriculture. Okay, so it deals with the demand for and supply of funds in the agricultural sector of the economy. This is the third definition. Fourth definition and fifth definition consist of the study of financing and the liquidity services as well as the credit provision in the by the farm borrowers, to the farm borrowers. Okay, study. And the last definition is study of the financial intermediaries who provides the loanable funds for the agricultural production and that of the financial markets in which these intermediaries are obtain their loanable funds, that is pension fund or pension lines or pension or lines in respect of, that is 1990, this definition is. Okay, the persons and liens, they have defined this. Now, overall picture, if you see the concept of agriculture finance, it is nothing but it is a branch of economics and micro and macro level determination of the requirement of the finance, which takes care by taking environmental and the financial into consideration. That is called agriculture finance. Okay, in short, that I explained, whatever may be the definitions. Now, the scope. Okay, the scope of agriculture finance, how much you can and how you can lend or borrower from where he can get the funds. There are two concepts, as in different micro concept and two macro concept, means large to small at the ground level. From the point of view, both the concept, the study is taken by the individual farm units, which includes the financial management of the farm, which is very important here. Financial management of the farm, which has to deal with, one, decision making. That is decision to invest on a farm machinery. Whether it is required, whether you want tractor or trailer or trolley or maybe other machinery or other implements, to buy it, you have to first take a decision. So decision making. So this decision making is depending upon investment decision, financing decision, and dividend decisions. These decisions together determines the rate at which any farm business can grow over a period of time. Because unless it is grown, the decision taken for availing the finance cannot be repaid. So it must be growing, right? Okay, none of the decision could be made independent of the other, because these three decisions you have to take under any circumstances collectively and not independently or individually. Okay, so effective decision making may be requiring the comprehensive knowledge of the financial accounting system so as to identify, remember, so as to identify the extent and the correct time of financing that could facilitate the production and marketing plans. So timely disbursement. Okay, number two, provide the information on the farm's financial position as well as efficiency and the profitability of the farm operations. It should prove to be a profitable, right? Now, organization of financial accounting system. Now, financial accounting system, when it comes, there are various ratios analysis that comes. Okay. But in agriculture, it is not a complicated. The farm operator would need to knowledge of keeping its financial record and accounts like the balance sheet, income statement, cash flow, inflow, outflow, statement of changes, and in ownership issue, if at all, if any, for the purpose of investment. So these are the some of the prerequisite for accounting system to develop. Third one is organization and growth of the farms. This consists of identification of input-output combination for maximization of the achieving goal. Whatever is decided, that has to be achieved. So, identification in input and output data, or combination of both, so as to maximize the benefit or goal. Determination of the size, rate of the growth at which it is growing, as well as the rate of the growth and the expansion that will justify the financial investment in the agricultural enterprises. Study and understanding the determinant of the growth rate is also the crucial part of the organization and growth of the farm. Internal and external factors which affects the requirement of the finance consist of these factors can be controlled by the farm operator. Responsibility is fixed. Internal and external factors are to be controlled by the farm operator. Rationing of the credit use, selectively for which, where to invest, for which, how much to be spent, from where, how much is to be deposited, everything has to be rationed or controlled. Then external credit rationing. How much you can avail the external credit? If you have an inbound source of finance, how much external credit you can avail? That is also coming under these internal and external factors. Policies on the capital structure, that is equity and the liability structure. Taxation policy also you have to take into consideration. The policy which is made on the use of the net farm income, and as well as government regulation, that may be consumption loan, non-farm investment, that also to be taken into consideration here. So government policies affecting the agricultural and financing. Okay. Investment and the financing consist of the investment and the financing involves study of some related document or the concept. The concept of time value money, properly at time what is the value of the money. Then present worth of the future flow of the income and the future value of the present stream of the income, that is discounting and the compounding method respectively has to be applied while deciding the requirement of the finance. Okay. Then project planning and the appraisal for the investment decision. Project must be planned and appraisal as per the standard appraisal criteria has to be applied while deciding the investment requirement and financing requirement. Therefore, the criteria which is used for the investment selection, it should be an economic, financial, technical, social analysis of the farm business, etc. In addition to that, the determination of the farm business and the financial risk, legal consideration in investment and the financing decision, as well as issues which are relating to the taxation like handling and management after the tax profit and the tax laws, etc. need to be considered at the time of getting the investment or financing. Okay, so what we understood here has to be applied now. So agriculture finance study at aggregate and macro level, overall, supervisory level. Okay, so that we can, if we concentrate on that issue, we have to understand the study of the sectoral financial statements. Study of sectoral financial statement. Agriculture is one sector, its financial statements, which are almost equal to the other sectors, like other sectors also. Then study of the aggregate investment, total investment and the financing behavior of the agri institute. okay, that may be a farm land or a large farmer. Okay, it has to do with determination of investment and the financing behavior of the farm. Provide their basis, then demand for money and non-money assets. Okay, then for appreciable business, farm assets, the effects of the land and the agricultural purpose, policies relating to the farm inventories. This is growth financial position of the farm. So in short, overall, here we are not touching to any specific point, but what idea or conceptuality is there that has to be bearing in the mind, and then only you can study the requirement, financial requirement of agricultural unit. Okay, now national economic policy instrument, there are few instruments which consist of interest rate ceiling, beyond which interest cannot be charged, or beyond which or less than that particular interest cannot be charged. That is a national policy. So that is the regulatory guidelines. Then concessionary rate of interest for the agricultural loans. Even though standard long-term or medium-term loans are given, the standardization has to be put in place. Okay. Then the policies on the microcredit financing. Okay. Through the microfinance institution, means banks, NBFCs, cooperative bank, PSU banks, from them. Considering these aspects, rate of interest, maximum as per the policy, and the how much you can take, basis on which assessment is done, that is defined, that is microfinance institution, they can take into consideration while granting the loan. Second, next one, the effect of changes in the agricultural finance policy. That also need to be taken into consideration at the macro level. Study of the financial intermediaries serving the agricultural sector, including the source of agricultural finance, that is also should be taken into consideration. Now, the basic concept which we understood as agricultural credit, the credit means the ability to command other people's capital in return for the promise to repay at a specified time in future. That has to be honored. That means credit is nothing but you can avail the credit, but ensure that you should have the capability to repay it. Next one is the combination of ability to borrow and willingness to borrow. You have the ability to borrow, but you are not willing to borrow. Then what is the use? So both the factors, that is ability to borrow and willingness to borrow, must be in place. It can also be regarded as an economic goods for the produced, economic goods to be produced, managed and marketed. It's not only the getting the finance, the goods which are produced, you should be in position to manage it, produce it, manage it, keep it at safe place, and dispose it of, market it at the relevant time when the environment is pro or profit friendly. Credit also means that control over the money, material, goods or services in the presence of the exchange for the promise to repay some in future dates. So this is the basic concept of credit, particularly agri-credit. Agri-credit can also be defined. It is a temporary input transfer to willing to borrower to agricultural purpose. Now, here we have to take into consideration the confidence that the lender, that borrower will comply with the term of utilization and repayment with or without monitoring it. Okay. And if you do not understand this, the another definition will be very clear. Agricultural credit is nothing but it is a capital. Whatever is invested, it is a capital invested. And capital comes by borrowing or investment by somebody or self-investment. That is owner's fund. Okay. So it is a capital or money which is rented by the farmer himself with the specific interest rate which is charged and the future repayment period from a lender in a credit institution for agricultural production and marketing its activities. So, just like other companies or other institutions, non-agricultural institution, how they are behaving, functioning, like manufacturing company unit, similar treatment has to be given to the agriculture, then only you can survive. Similar criteria has to be adopted while availing or granting the loan for the agricultural sector. In addition to that, the agricultural credit encompasses all the loans, it may be investment loan or it may be consumption or non-consumption loan. Okay, so the advance granted to the borrower to finance its activities in relation to the agricultural, fisheries, forestry, as well as the processing and distribution of the product which is resulting from these activities are very important to understand the agricultural credit. Now, having understood what the agricultural credit means, whether it is required or not required is a million-dollar question. But one strain is very, very clear that there is a requirement of continuous credit for the agricultural development. Continuous credit means once you are taken, second time you cannot take. It is not like that. Credit requirement is on the regular and continued basis. And to carry out the farming operations, there is always need by the farmers, a credit to be able to carry out the operations, purchase the input, fulfill the domestic obligation. Therefore, the farmer needs the credit to expand their scale of operation and improve on level of technology as well as accessibility has to be implication for the technology adoption. For the agricultural sector to perform the creditably, credit is essential for achievement of the sound economic and the social development. Another point is the farmers are poor resources. They don't have the money. They therefore need money to purchase their requirement and increase the productivity in growth and output. This could be achievable through the credit supply. Further, this credit is a unique resource. Credit is nothing but it is a loan. So credit is unique resource. And that provides the opportunity to use additional inputs and also the capital items in the present to pay them for the future earning. Unless this is invested, you cannot earn the produce out of it, or you cannot devise the product out of it, and you cannot make the profit. So for the future earning, credit is a must. Okay. So the credit has both static and the dynamic characteristic. In its dynamic characteristics nature, when the farmer adopt and improvement agricultural production technologies, institutional credit can also be for the increasing agricultural production, and the proceeds will be available for both production and the consumption rather than for the payment of old debts. No doubt, you have to pay the old debts, but usage of the credit should be used strictly for the purpose of the production and the consumption rather than making clearance of the old borrowed funds. Okay? This credit fills the gap between the demand and supply. and which has resulted into investment stimulates the agricultural production, especially in the rural areas. Help production to meet with the current expenses and stimulate the production and raise the level of income for the payments. Now, having understood the need of requirement of the credit, let us try to understand the source of agricultural finance and which are those entities which are financing to the agriculture. The various sources are derived from two major sources, namely institutional or the formal source of credit and non-institutional or informal source of the credit. Institutional credit sources can further be divided into domestic and the foreign sources, which consist of the financial source, which consists of institutional or formal, non-institutional or informal, relatives, friends, moneylenders, merchants, foreign or domestic, World Bank, financial institutions, or maybe other popularly known as merchant banks, commercial banks, agricultural credit cooperative, microfinance institution, NBFCs, small finance banks, etc., etc. Okay. So let us understand from one by one how and in what relation they are granting the loans to the credit agriculture. Okay. Non-institutional or informal sources, non-institutional. Okay. This includes relative, friends, merchant, money lenders. That we have already discussed on this elaborately. Also, loans are made directly on the personal basis from lender to borrower, and especially when are familiar with the some level of confidence in the another to knowing each other. Okay. Then method of obtaining the loan or from the relative is easier. There is no rate, rare tendencies for administrative delay. If you ask for and if he has, then money can be exchanged. Okay, so this is the relative and the friends, the manner in which they are giving it to you. There is no likhapadi or something like that, you know. So, non-insistence on security or collateral, because they are giving, I know you, you know me, we are relatives, we are friends, what is to write and what is not to write? You give me after your crop is crop has come and marketed it. Give me like that. In the verbal communication only takes place, there is no record, there is no security, there is no collateral. That is why non-institutional and informal source of lending is very, very important for the timely availability of the credit. Flexibility is also associated with the repayment under this kind of borrowing, because the schedule with the high rates of interest generally, but these non-institutional from friends and relative it is fine, but other non-institutional like money lenders, landlords, from them if you borrow, then there will be high rate of interest. Okay, the flexibility built into the repayment makes the source very popular among the peers and the farmers. Okay. Demerits of availing the finance from the non-institution. Demerits. More expensive supply of the credit because of the high rate of interest. Okay. Then inadequate credit supply and non-term required for the farmers from the farm expansion and modernization. And there are differences in this process of acquisition of the loan or acquiring the loan from the sources to another sources. First one is a relative and the friends that have no laid down procedure and no payment arrangement specified. Interest is usually free. Friends and relative if they are borrowed. But money lender charges the exorbitant rate of interest. Through the prompt, promptly you pay or timely disbursement they have made. Timely disbursement is also number of times you have to approach him and request him. Then only he can disburse the funds. But it is cannot be considered as a timely requirement. Okay. So these are the two demerits of the availing the finance from non-institutions. Then form institutional sources, formal institutional sources. These sources are commercial bank, merchant bank, development bank, microfinance bank, NABARD, and agricultural credit guarantee scheme funds, and non-bank financial institution or companies, NBFI or NBFCs. Okay, these are the institutional sources for availing the credit facility, who can grant the loan for the agricultural purpose. Other domestic sources consist of the financial market. Okay, this represents the forum where the surplus funds are channeled into the productive use through the process of financial intermediation. It consists of the money market for the short-term funds and the capital market for long-term funds. If you want working capital loan, which is for the short period, you have to approach to the money market. If you want the investment into the firm for the longer period, then you have to approach to the capital market for the long-term funds. Okay. It is not necessary a physical location as well as we have the goods or market, but the mechanism through which the funds are transferred, bought and sold through the bank's physical location or through the telecommunication system, the non-physical location using the financial instruments are important in case of financial market. Thank you very much.